Go ahead, man.
Me? I'm up first?
Oh, yeah, so, you always first. Let's go.
So I guess Coach Zimmer said, even though you only had two catches last week, that he was seeing progress from you as a route runner, and he thought you played pretty well. I guess, where's your mindset at right now? I know the catches aren't there, but how do you think you're performing so far?
I feel like I'm performing good. You know, I'm not nowhere where I need to be, and you know, and you know, one day I will be. You know, it's always a humping road for everyone. So, you know, each week, you know, I just try to get better. You know, and you know, things happen. You know, and you know, just learn from.
What do you attribute it to? I know there's probably multiple factors, not just one thing. But that's kind of why teams been able to kind of shut you down a little bit.
You just can't worry about me, man. You know, we have so many weapons on this team. And, you know, when you worry about just one guy, you know, it leaves it open for everybody else.
What did he like specifically in the Green Bay game? He said that he thought you took a big step forward. What did he say he liked?
He really ain't talked to me much about that, you know. But, you know, just working at practice and, you know, just trying to work harder. You know, Coach Stu tell me all the time, you know, he's just if you want to be great, you know, you got to have great work habits. So, you know, at practice, you know, I just try to go out there and just try to practice, you know, just give it my all out there.
What are you discovering about defenses in terms of them trying to, you know, limit you and cover?
You know, we really can't focus on that. You know, whatever defense is doing, you know, we find a way, you know, just try to beat that. You know, if they try to double team me, you know, you got all those other guys, you know, and, you know, just leaving them wide open.
We always see you smiling. I mean, do you ever get frustrated at times? You put up a good front when we're around.
Nah, it's no front at all, man. I'm a happy guy, man. It's no use to be mad or, you know, sad about balls, man. You know, and, you know, I trust everything that's going on in this offense and this organization. You know, less touches, you know, just more opportunities for other people. So, you know, it's no frustration at all.
How's Teddy looking back here?
Oh, Teddy looking good, man. He's looking like the regular Teddy, you know, looking like Falcons week. You know, he's looking good out there. You know, I hope this week, you know, Teddy's ready for the Lions. You know, they got a great defense, and, you know, and you know, we have a game plan for him.
It's been such a roller coaster for this team. How mad were you guys after that Green Bay game, and how hungry are you to kind of set the record straight to everyone, like, this is the team we are?
Oh, yeah, of course. A win, I mean, a lose is always, you know, you get mad, but, you know, you just got to overcome it, you know, and, you know, this week is the big week for us because, you know, it's the next game up. So, you know, we try to put that game in the past, you know, and let it go. You know, it's nothing we can do about the game now, you know, and just try to get ready for Detroit. You know, hope we get a win here.
Hey, Cordero, have you asked Norv at all why you're not getting the ball in terms of handoffs and carries?
Oh, that's nothing I need to go do. You know, I'm not a drama queen or anything. You know, I don't want to go to the offense coordinator and try to demand the ball. You know, one day, one day I get a couple more Pro Bowls and stuff like that. Maybe I can do things like that. But, you know, the time is not right now. You know, it's only my second year, and, you know, he's a new offensive coordinator for this team.
How does having three different quarterbacks in the last three games, though, affect at least what you can do on the field?
Oh, it really shouldn't affect you because, you know, you practice with that quarterback all week. So, you know, you gotta just prepare yourself that week, you know, just try to go in and, you know, just hope for the best no matter who the quarterback is.
Cordero, is it your personality at all, even when if you're a veteran, that to be a drama queen? I don't see that yet so far.
No, people say they don't see it, but, you know, when I was little, you know, in junior college, and I was a drama queen. You know, I just demanded the ball, and, you know, it paid off for me. So, if things keep going like this, I may have to, you know, be that drama queen one time.
Is that partly because you have so much confidence in yourself that you know you can get the job done?
Oh, man, you always got to have confidence in yourself, man. You know, Greg Jennings told me that last year. You know, I got so much confidence in myself as a rookie that no one else has. So, you know, just hearing great guys like Greg Jennings say things like that just make my confidence even more higher.
I don't think Norv would stand for a drama queen, do you? How would that stand off?
Nah, you know, that's why I say it's not the time right now to go talk to him. You know, he he's not a person that you want to just go talk to like that because he'll get after you pretty good.
Hip, any kind of issue at all? The hip?
Oh, no, man. You know, I've been getting treatment daily, you know, in and out. So, you know, it's good, man. You know, the way the trainers, you know, helping me out in there, man, they're doing a pretty good job. And, you know, I can't wait to Sunday and see how it feels.
How much comfort is there knowing that the division is just so clumped up and you're only a game back and you do your job and you're right in the thick of things again?
Yeah, I know. That's why this game is important, you know, not just because it's a division game, you know, it's Detroit, and, you know, they're coming at us. So, you know, we need this win bad as they do, you know. It depends on who all want it more. So we just got to want it more, you know, just go out and stop them, you know, and get the win.
You have fond memories from the last time you played the Lions?
Oh, what are you talking about? When I scored two touchdowns?
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah. Oh, it's always fun memories, you know, having things like that. And, No, but that was last year. So, you know, I can't focus on that. You know, it was good while it lasted. But, you know, this is a new year. They're a new team, and we're a new team. So we've got to go in, you know, and just give it all.
How different
Prater
is
picking off now? He's probably going to take it deep, deep into the end zone.
He will, man. But, you know, being back there, you know, I'm not scared of anything. You know, I don't care. No matter who the kicker is, man. You kick it to me, you know, I'm going to take a risk. You know, I like to take risks. You know, I'm not scared of anything. So just go out there. You know, he kick it to me, you know. You know, good luck to him.
What have you learned most about yourself as being a decoy? It's a whole different world for you.
It's really not. It's fun being a decoy sometimes, though, because, you know, you just open up everything else for other people. So, you know, my decoy time, it's probably up. You know, everybody's going to start worrying about everybody else. You know, they're going to forget about me. So, and I hope it this week, you know, I hope I get a couple touchdowns this week.
There aren't any contracts in decoys, are there?
Uh-uh. Ain't none.
All right, man. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.